Today, we're talking about a surprise.
Dude, what's the surprise, dude?
I'm actually still asking that question, too.
Hey, well, another week of Dima, right? I mean, we are back in the old straddle. We took a week off, talked about some gaming stuff, but here we are once again. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I forgot when you taught gaming that gaming has gotten like a little bit controversial, and people were a little upset at some of our placements on the tier list.
Oh, were they now? Were they
specifically? We are talking about Dragon Ball Diamond today. We're going to be talking about a few other things, but specifically, Dotto, I didn't realize this, and I want to address this. We talked about AC for a really long time, and I didn't even mean for it to turn. Yeah, dude, we talked about Assassin so much so that someone commented a timestamp. AC discussion ends here, and it was 20 plus minutes into the podcast, and we started talking about Assassin's Creed pretty early. And so I can't even blame the people. A lot of the comments were about Assassin's Creed, but some of the comments, I think they thought we were like, at least me specifically, was like some sort of Assassin's Creed super fan. And they're like, how can you still support this series? Which, first off, who really cares? But secondly, I now realize why it looked that way. But neither one of us really care about Assassin's Creed anymore. I just said I wanted to try it because he just looks interesting. I'm not like, but someone's like, I can't even believe Nana would support that game at $70. And I'm like, when you are talking to someone who plays gacha games, so like buying a $70 game is kind of like,
yeah, that's like cheap for you, bro. Like, yeah. If you're lucky you don't spend $70 on a JPEG of a character.
Of course, to be fair, like that's my job, so it's like kind of different, but I then realized why the perception of that would be that way. So I'm kind of sad that we talked about, actually I enjoyed our Assassin's Creed conversation, but I'm sad that we talked about it so long, because I no more talking about it. I'm not a big AC glazer. I hate that it came off that way, but yeah, some people were not very happy about.
Well, hey, you know, Nano, I mean, I want to stand up for you here, because I was definitely not glazing, and if anything, I was overtly hating.
Yeah,
so
you were.
I think it's a little unfortunate that you just want to stand up, and I didn't even think you were glazing, by the way. I just thought you were saying you were a fan a decade ago,
basically. Yeah, is what I was saying.
Didn't you literally say like, I haven't played him in a while, but I used to enjoy them, and you were even standing up. I'm you know what I'm surprised about? That you stood up for Black Flag a little bit, didn't you? Or am I remembering that wrong?
A smidge.
Yeah, like you stood up. Like the internet loves that game. I'm very surprised that they didn't take.
Maybe we,
the hate for Assassin's Creed is at an all time fucking high right now, I will say.
Yeah, I think so just Ubisoft in general, which is like the future of that company, is very like.
I mean, to be fair, they do fucking deserve it. If I can take 3 minutes every day out of the rest of my life to say that Ubisoft. Look, I know they're, for some reason, they are in the crosshair of like the politics, like side of like gaming mixed with politics. I'm strictly saying this as a pure gaming sense. They released Far Cry 3, and that was it. And every game since then has been Far Cry 3 with a coat of paint on it. Yeah. These guys have stopped moving since, I don't know what year Far Cry 3 came out, but since it did, great game, beautiful game, sign of the time game. They just completely stopped evolving. I mean, these guys are the Dodo of the gaming industry. They open world games with nothing to do. Look, I will take every opportunity. And they got the Uplay Connect. They think they're good enough to have their own launcher on my PC. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I do hate that aspect. Yeah.
Anybody that tries to get your own launcher, I hope you know I am judging you three times as hard as your competition, because you think you deserve your own launcher. Just suck it up. Go back to Steam or even Epic Games. You know, Epic Games, Fortnite's so good, they can cut out their own little side of the market and have their own launcher. But I'm not playing Far Cry 3.7 on your shitty fucking machine, bro. And I'm a little angry about it, because I am playing through some Ghost Recon game right now with my brother. And I have to download this stupid Uplay. I think so, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm playing through it. And I was in the mood, like, first, and also, they have a mode, so I can't even be too mad, but it was like, do you want to play advanced mode, and you know what or normal mode? You know what advanced mode was? It was gear score, item pickups, all this bullshit. I'm like, I don't want to play fucking, well, like, who wants these advancing numbers in a stealth army game, bro? I don't I want to shoot a guy in the head and he dies.
Yeah, sometimes they be adding like too much shit to things. I just don't like it, not even just like Ubisoft games, games in general, like gear scores and stuff like that. And I'm like, this isn't even a game that I need like the gear score grind on. You know what I mean? I know.
It's like, why are you trying to be fucking Borderlands?
Yeah,
like,
that is the Borderlands effect. Borderlands did that for sure. But yeah, you are right. I did enjoy Far Cry 4 a little bit, but then and I played 5, and like the 5 setting was okay. And that's the last one I really played. But yeah, they all felt like the same game after 3, which 3, I didn't play 2 or 1. 3 probably felt like 1 and 2, but it maybe just the most refined version of it.
I don't think it did. I feel like a lot of people didn't play 2 or 1. I certainly did it. And then I played 3, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, and then they all just kind of felt like that. But yeah, you're right. Like, every game either feels like AC from them or Far Cry, one of the two. And You gotta imagine it finally is just like, I think that's what's the why they're having so many struggles is that like all their games feel so similar and like they're forgetting what makes a game fun, I think. And so, you know, it's like, I don't know. Anyways, surprise, Dotto. Surprise. Dragon Ball Daima is back. That's the surprise, maybe.
Oh my God. So, I mean, let's just start off this week's episode. I think, you know, I was looking at our comments again just to go through it. And, you know, I want to give a special shout out to Whoopi Doo for, I think, providing a clear take on what I was trying to go for. And he received my message pretty well. I felt very misunderstood. But Whoopi Doo, sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, you know, did a good job. I think this episode just, I want to start out with the Twitter drama. This episode was very, I flinch when I say this. I'm not saying it in the bad way. Please don't hit me for this. Filler-ish. Like, this one didn't move the plot forward. There was like one through line with maybe Glorio that we're going to talk about later in the podcast. But other than that, it was just like a wacky adventure episode, which is fine. But I didn't get spoiled for this one on Twitter. I don't know about if you did, Nano. I know you opened Twitter.
I did open Twitter waiting on us to record, you know, our reaction in this podcast. And I won't lie, Dotto, I scrolled for a minute and I didn't see a single tweet about Dragon Ball Daima today, which was, I couldn't say the same, 2 Fridays ago. Well, I actually didn't open Twitter until after we were done. And the second I opened Twitter, you know what I'm ready with, Dotto? Like 20 tweets about SSJ3 Vegeta. So
I opened Twitter. I opened like some shorts just cause I watch those when I'm like in the bathroom or maybe cooking or something. I did not get any spoilers.
Nothing about Mega. There's nothing about Planet Mega.
No, nothing about Planet Mega. Nothing about Planet Giga. Spoilers. But that all I was trying to say, just putting my biggest ass beating to rest, is just all I was trying to say is very clearly, this is the correct. See now my emotions are starting to get involved. Ooh. I'm just trying to say that I am right. Okay, that's all I want. I just want to say, but I'm not even arguing with you guys. It's just people in general care about the cool forms and the cool fights, and in general, and we know what we mean when I say this. I saw a few people try to like take this out of context or ask what I mean by it. I feel like we all know what it is. The more Dragon Ball Z the series is, the more success it is going to see worldwide and on the internet. Or at least, and I add this caveat because I can't speak for, you know, the Japanese fans or the European fans or like anything like that. But Western DBZ fans, it's going to be more successful that way. I did get a very funny comment that said, quoted Western DBZ fan and said a new slur just dropped. I thought that was pretty funny.
That I saw that tweet too. Dotto, I responded to Dotto's tweet as well because I was mostly making a joke and like it probably wasn't the right time to say it, but it's just that like a lot of the response that we've had, because whether it be in the comment section or people just like taking our episode, our podcast names and like tweeting them out or whatever it might be. But I responded to you and I just said that Twitter is the only place where lacking a battle shonen for its fights is a bad thing, Lamau, which is, again, probably was not the best, like that wasn't totally related to what you were talking about, but that's just how it sort of feels, because it feels like there's almost been this like overcorrection that like you're not supposed to like Dragon Ball for the transformations and the fights. You're supposed to like it for all these other things. But the way I've always viewed Dragon Ball is that you're here for the fights, you're here for the characters, you're here for the transformations. And then all the stuff that's in between that is just like the sort of like frosting on top, you know, like that's the extra stuff that gets you between the main beats. But the reason it's popular, the reason that you're here, because it at its core, it is a battle shonen. That's the whole point. Like the other stuff, the in-between stuff, the what Dotto jokingly called filler stuff, that's like the thing that connects you in between. It makes you care more about all of that. That's the frosting on top. But the core thing that you're there for are the fights. I don't understand why that's, why is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's, I think the reason we see this on Twitter is because I said this in my tweet. Admittedly, though, I was a little hazed by not being mad per se, but just like, you know, internet argument wise, I was wound up, dude. I really do think it comes from a genuine place of just like internet arguments, specifically like Twitter arguments, because they're worded this way. And it's, and I don't disagree. Like I do want to, I was telling Nano this off podcast, but it's just other fans of shows like kind of want to clown on each other and do all that. I think that's fair and fun. And I was doing that in grade school with my friends, making fun of their favorite shows.
Yeah.
But I think a common critique of Dragon Ball is like, oh, there's no story. There's none of this. There's so, I think people in an effort to defend what they like have slowly built up. Like they see, when I say that, what they're seeing is somebody say like, oh, would this shit hurry up and get the fuck into Super Saiyan 5? And they're like, dude, like they see me as like an enemy of their hobby. Like
an enemy of the state.
Yes, pretty much. Like they see, they're going to see a One Piece. They think, they don't see me. They see the One Piece fan that's going to quote tweet me and go, look at this, guys, another one out in the wild. Which I think is fair and does happen, because it did happen. One Piece fans were like, see, this is what it is. And again, I totally get it, guys. As a Dragon Ball guy, as a state representative, when Mr. Fantastic came out in Marvel Rivals and I saw every single One Piece fan say, oh, this is so Luffy, Coda. He's literally Luffy. I can't believe they would reference Luffy like this for a character that came out in 1961. Yeah, I got it. You know that Jace clip, Nano, send me back. I won't fail this. I wish in those moments when I saw those One Piece tweets came in, I was like, what am I fucking doing, dude? Send me back. Why am I fighting Dragon Ball fans when I could be fighting One Piece fans?
Dude, I want to also say on the One Piece thing and like this, but this is the case for any of these shows. The only time One Piece makes it into my timeline is when something big happens or it's a fight.
Oh, brother, this guy's gonna see now. Look, this is good because we can repair relations. They can see that we're just like them. But go ahead, let's talk about, let's hate on One Piece.
I'm just saying, like, I think that's like, I don't know. By the way, I saw the replies because my reply to you made it like there was a lot of people where the follow back or follows you was not there, so my reply to you made it way outside of like my general like audience, you know, like the core sort of like Nano fam or key members or all of that. And so I got to see a lot of that, and I got to see a lot of those people that feel like they need to defend Dragon Ball, and I'm like, but that's not me, bro. Like I'm here, like I'm tapped in, we're on record. You've said multiple times that if Goku and Vegeta are in something, it can be as boring shit ever, but you think it's the coolest shit ever because Goku and Vegeta are in it. Like that's us. Like you're talking to someone that will literally watch like the worst thing ever made, but if they're in it, who cares? I'm seated, bro. I'm there. I would watch Goku and Vegeta watch paint dry, bro, and be like, yeah, 10 out of 10, bro, let's go. They didn't do jack shit. They just stared at a wall. Let's go, know, man.
Like, because we give it a score, and one of my pet peeves anyway, I forced this very early on from the podcast, is I hate, and this I see this fucking everywhere, dude, just people giving scores, and the lowest they go is a 7 because that's where it starts feeling like you're getting mean. Like, okay, dude, I get it, but the animation team of Dragon Ball does not give a fuck what I say, and let's be real, let's use it to gauge our levels. But the truth is, Nano, what other anime am I watching aside from Daima right now? Nothing. What? Because yeah. I don't watch anime. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit about a majority of anime. Because why, Nano? Because why? Dandadan looks cool, and it looks great. Like, I think the characters look pretty funny. The intro was great. Guess what, Nano? Haven't watched a single fucking episode. I've been tempted to read it, but haven't watched a single episode. Why? Because it's not Dragon Ball. It's not Goku and Vegeta doing stuff. I couldn't get less dude,
They're going to clip that one now, Dono. This you?
But it is. But it is. The truth is, I'm just not really a big anime guy, which is weird because I do a lot of anime stuff. But that's literally, and somebody on Twitter said this too, And some people took it kind of, I think, I kind of forget, but they said, oh no, he was defending me. I remember now. It was like, Dotto's just a guy that watched Dragon Ball as a cartoon and became a big fan. And that is true to me.
Yeah.
You guys call it anime to me. And I've changed my wording on it because I'm in the space. So I respect your guys' space. These are all cartoons to me, dog. Like, I hate to come out with it, bro, but these are just cartoons that we call anime because that's what it is. That is what it is. But to me,
it's cooler to call it anime.
It is. I mean, it also feels more mature. It feels more grown up to me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, obviously in Japan, it's anime, so they make it. It should be called what they want to call it. But to me, these are all WB cartoons, bro. I saw Dragon Ball. I saw Yu-Gi-Oh. It's no, like, you don't have to read into my psyche to understand where I'm coming from. I was watching cartoons on the TV, dog.
You were watching Ed, and Eddie, and that shit rolled right into Dragon Ball. You know what I mean? Like, there was no distinction. Like, literally, an Ed, and Eddie episode aired, and then guess what? Dragon Ball Z. Like, straight up, that's how it was. So, yeah,
people, I mean, you really don't need a psyche. And I do want to talk about this week's episode. You don't need to read my psyche or anybody's psyche in the at least in the US, because that's what I know, to understand why people like the things they do. Why do they want Dragon Ball to have blood? Why do they want them to fucking say swear words? It's because back in the day when you were watching your kiddie cartoon, all of a sudden the next cartoon would go over, Goku would wipe blood off his mouth and go, damn, this guy's good. And that was cool. And that was what was cool. And that's what people liked. So now they like that now. I mean, it doesn't take a genius, dude. That's who I am. That is who I am, you know? And because of, I don't stray too far out from the mainstream, basically. But that's it, dude. I still want you to
give Frieren a chance, man. I'm not even the biggest anime watcher either, but man, dude.
And it's not even like I'm hating. It's not like
Frieren's actually pretty mainstream, though. Frieren's pretty big, but
Frieren is pretty mainstream. Anything that I hear about, honestly, is pretty mainstream. Like, if I'm hearing about it, it can't be that off the beaten path. Like, Frieren or Dandadan, which is clearly very big.
Yeah.
Or, like, living in Japan for that time I did and just visiting, it's like, you see ads for shit. Like, I was like, what the hell is that? It's like, I'm, like, just the most random, like, again, last thing I'll say out is just, if there are more than 6 words in an anime's title, that is off the beaten path. Like, I can't believe I was born into a not butter family. It's like, dude, I'm gonna be honest, dog. That's probably not making it into my cartoon lineup, dude. But yeah, so very different people coming at me for very different reasons who I'm not even trying to fight with, because the truth is I like that shit. You know, I watch the anime AJ videos, you know, I'm tuning into the reports. I want to see what the fans are rating. Like, if that kind of content and that side of the fan base didn't exist, I would be very sad. But I'm also not going to lie and say that that part of the fan base is bigger than the casual side, I guess. Because it's not true. That's it. Anyway, Dano, any more to say about the Twitter stuff?
No, not really. I think a lot of it, ultimately, to end my thoughts on it, I think a lot of it is, again, still misunderstanding of like where people are coming from, because like, and also a lot of overcorrection, because I didn't think about it from the standpoint that looking at it from the way a lot of other like anime fans, that because there's a lot of anime fans now, because again, anime is so much more popular, it's like cool to like anime when it wasn't like 20 years ago, and so there's I know there are a lot of anime fans who don't like Dragon Ball, either because of its popularity or because, again, they're anime fans from like 2020. And like, what Dragon Ball thing are you watching in the 2020s? There's been one thing come out in all of 2020s until Daima, and that was Super Hero. Like, until Daima, that is the only 2020s Dragon Ball production, and that was in 2022. And so I know there's a lot of like anime fans that watch anime and they don't like Dragon Ball, either because it's like so popular, so it's not cool to like Dragon Ball. And so then they make all these like jokes at Dragon Ball's expense, and so now there's a lot of fans that feel like they need to overcorrect. And I'm like, dude, just quote tweet people saying that shit with, nah, but look at this, and it's fucking like Super Saiyan Blue or Vegito, and it, like this thing is cooler than anything in your series, period. You know what I mean? Like,
you're totally right on that. I do want to add this one thing, because this is exactly what you were saying, but like, there is that urge, and I went through a phase like this, and I've completely passed this phase now. And I kind of remember, like, because when people in this space nowadays, especially, ask you what your favorite anime is, the true answer for me is obviously Dragon Ball. But for a time in my life, I'd be like, I can't really count Dragon Ball, you know, because that doesn't really count. So, but like, why? Like, why did we say that? It's just because we wanted to fit in with the cool crowd of like the modern, like, you know.
I definitely like, still say that some.
I know. I remember we were talking about it. And you're like, well, the answer is Dragon Ball, but that probably doesn't count. So let me. But it's like, but why not? You know, and that feeling is, I think, what took root in people's hearts. And then it grew and grew and grew into nowadays. You see like the big reactions to like, no, it is fucking deep. It is psychological. There is some like grounded, but like, and again, you can make make those video essays if you want. And you know, you can even be right. It's just like, that's not what everybody is super attached to, you know? But yeah, no, I totally get it. Again, I totally get it. And yeah, I think Nano's right. At the end of the day, you just got to retweet him with a, you know, Cell getting blown up in a Kamehameha and say, look at this. Like, isn't this cool?
Dotto, speaking of really cool things, before we talk about this week's Diamond episode, did you watch the new cinematic for League?
I did, yeah.
Holy shit.
I thought it was cool, but then they said they weren't like, I'm going to be honest, like doing all that for a new season where it's Noxus themed is like, who the fuck? Why are we spending that much money? I feel like clearly they got to be like teasing the next like arcane. Yeah,
I'm
going to
say I haven't looked into it. So maybe like I'm totally wrong in this, but I think if they're doing a sort of like MCU type thing where things are going to start being connected and more, it's like League cinematics have always had some level of meaning to probably that season or whatever. But for the most part, it's just like a very instance based cinematic that will have nothing to do with the next one. But if we're in a world now where they're going to actually try to make like the League universe have some interconnectivity between what's happening with the shows and the game. And so that cinematic is now like connected to the first two seasons of Arcane and bridging us into what is the next series. That's awesome. Like, I'm so here for that. Like, getting to see Darius and Trundle and Caitlyn and Elise and Vladimir in the actual Arcane style was so fucking cool. Like,
I did not like Elise's look. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I didn't even know that was Elise.
I don't know why they changed her look like a ton. Like, so much. Caitlyn looks sick, though. Caitlyn looked awesome. Darius was younger and smaller than I would have anticipated him to be.
Yeah, and that's fine if he's younger. Like, but if that's just how he would look, I'd be like, okay. But yeah, him, like, his fight with Trundle was the coolest part. And I guess Katarina is also, like, dagger spin with, like, the throws and shit and, like, the killing people. Like, that was cool, too. It's a big shame because Garen, you know, Garen wasn't there, which obviously he's not Noxious. But come on, bro. Like, if they do a season like that, they gotta just do it, like, Noxus versus Demacia,
yeah,
or at least you know, if you want to do the long play and do a Noxus and then a Demacia and then like a
Noxus,
you
know, versus Demacia,
yes, Avengers-esque, like Noxus versus damn, bro, that would be the pay. That would be finally worth it. All those ranked games where I wanted to just like absolutely hang it up, throw my laptop through the fucking window, and then jump out after it. that would make it worth it to see like Garen and fucking just going crazy.
Caitlyn's love interest is Garen, right?
Katarina, yeah.
Oh, I said Caitlyn. Shit.
Yeah. But you are right. You're telling me modern audiences wouldn't eat that up, bro? Like an enemies but secret lovers, but also there's a war going on. Like, come on now. People would love that story, bro. You get a couple of writers in the room.
Loved Arcane, but unironically, I think like, and again, you're talking to someone who my three favorite characters are Jace, Darius, and Vi. Which might be the most basic shit of all time. And then a little bit, you know, sprinkle a little bit of Jinx in there when I got to play ADC. But like, I think Piltover might be one of the most tame like areas for them to have done a show over. A Noxus show or a Demacia show or a Shadow Isle show are, I think, would be so much more interesting than Piltover. So like, not Noxus, bro. Oh my God. Dude, I think
it was great because Piltover is like very easy to follow, like,
yeah,
even without like being super lore in depth. Like, I remember, I actually don't know how you would access these now, but in the old League client, you know what I'm talking about, Nana, there would be like that little lore tape, like page, like it was like a book and you would get like a little page.
Wait, is that not still in the game?
I don't know. It probably
I don't
is.
Go
I just don't know
too
how to,
much when I'm in the client anymore.
Exactly. I used to explore and like check shit out, but like, you know, Rammus used to have the okay, and that shit was hilarious. But like, I used to like read that shit. And Piltover was very easy to follow. But like, dude, just seeing Garen again, like Garen is such like the World of Warcraft guy. Like seeing his like style would be sick. Like a sword comes out of the heavens or some shit. Oh man, come on now. Come on now. It's just, yeah, I hope they, but yes, I did see it. It looked cool. You know, Darius bitching Trundle like that was kind of wild, but
I mean, it was all a vision from Mel. So that way they could,
it works.
Yeah. That way they could do it and show you it and be like, look what we're about to give you a bunch of. And then it comes back to her and none of it actually happened. And I was just like, oh my God, I need this Noxus show, but not in 2029, bro. I need it in like 2026. Anyways, let's talk about episode 13. Surprise. Now, unfortunately, you guys, this episode recap is not going to take very long because, you know, to piggyback off of what Dotto said earlier, with, you know, like this is probably what you would consider a filler episode. If you looked up, which I know a lot of people do this, if you looked up a Dragon Ball Daima filler list, I do think that if there was to be one in the entirety of the show, this would be considered. I don't know how else you would consider it because I don't know what exactly it did to progress the story, minus like two things. That's not to take away from it. Again, I've expressed this many times. When I pull up the key, I have a whole key moments breakdown of where we've ranked all of the different episodes that we've watched, and we're 50 plus episodes in on our Z rewatch, and now 13 episodes in on Daima, and some of the highest rankings on our Z rewatch are literally the most filler ass episodes that you would skip and you would actually miss if you were following along a Dragon Ball Z filler list, specifically calling out The Strangest Robot or A New Friend, which are Gohan, Kid Gohan specific filler episodes. That is the one that I used to give Dotto shit about because he gave A New Friend 10 episodes, 10. He gave that a 10.
Shit was funny back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, that episode specifically, as just a quick little reminder, is where Gohan makes friends with a dinosaur and was a really good episode. And Strangest Robot, same thing. He finds a robot down in a cave, and that received 8s from both of us because, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, you shouldn't hear the word filler and immediately be, like, upset over that. That doesn't mean bad episode. It just means
I blacked out. I was like, why are we talking about these two episodes again?
I'm not totally saying that this is filler. I'm saying I think this would be on a filler list. I think people would skip this in a if they were trying to do a streamlined version of Daima. First off, I want to say if you made it this far and you didn't know, you can support the podcast by becoming a key member, clicking join on YouTube or going to patreon.com/key moments. You can watch our reaction to this episode and all the reactions previous to this, as well as tons of bonus podcasts.
What the fuck? No.
Dragon Ball fans want to show ain't got raw moments and aura farming, and it's a picture of Patrick sleeping with 3.5k likes.
But they should know right now that we got hit by a car.
Gameplay videos that are exclusive to key members.
That's why I'm the GOAT. That's why the slot.
No!
I didn't really mean to.
Somebody strip that.
Hello?
Can somebody stop?
Fucking dancing over there,
can
bro.
Can somebody fucking stop?
I was dancing. Doing
and other random bonus content, again, only available to key members by supporting the pod.
All right, so I was gonna go through maybe some collection stuff. Not Yu-Gi-Oh! Don't worry, guys. I was gonna show you all the Dragon Ball stuff.
Today we're going over most of my Dragon Ball collection.
All right. Well, the sizzle reel was a sizzling this week. I also completely forgot what I was going to say. But basically, you know, I think let's just talk about the good stuff, right? Like, I think what you take away from this episode is maybe some Glorio. Like, ironically, you brought it up in the reaction. You were like, do you think Glorio is like still fully committed, still fully in on the working for Dr. Arnsu thing? Do you think he's having like second doubts? And at the time, I was like, nah, I'm not really seeing it. But I think this episode might genuinely be supposed to be the start of that, because Glorio gets saved by Vegeta and then also
saves Goku,
which you know, I think those were the two thorough lines. He's also working with them to try to stop it, but that's whatever. And this all comes after his call with Dr. Arnsu. So I think that, I mean, granted, maybe something works out, but again, I hesitate to use the word filler because it's a very short run show. Like, there really shouldn't be. But I don't see anything that we're seeing here coming back other than maybe Ponzi and Bulma talk about like some rock that power stuff.
I think it's worth noting just really quick, just since you said it right there, I just want to make sure this is also said. This was a really good episode. I actually enjoyed this episode quite a lot. Like the vibes of this episode were fantastic. The environment artists were going insane. Like this was a very like fun episode. I think the only complaint, and I just went on Reddit, which of course Reddit, that I want to read one of these comments here in a second, is that you're 13 episodes in on a limited run series. And I still stand by the fact that a lot of you guys, anytime we've had small complaints about pacing, you disregard the fact that there is a very clear end in sight very soon, by the way, like very soon, especially because I want to bring up something that you posted in here that you messaged to. Wait, where was that? Where'd you send that?
It was privately to you, I believe.
Okay. That was from Herms98, which if you follow them on Twitter back in the day, they used to do immediate episode summaries when they would air in Japan for Dragon Ball Super, and they have come back to do this for Daima as well. And they had something cool we can talk about in a second. But yeah, I always feel like people get up in arms over that, but it's just because we're like, if we were watching Dragon Ball Super was back, you know, or this was Dragon Ball Super and we knew it might be a 100 episode series. Like these aren't even comments I think Dotto and I would even make, because that's just a standard long running show. Like you're going to get episodes like this. It's only because it's in limited series. But the other thing too, yeah, you're right. The Pansy and Bulma stuff with the Hoi Poi, and talking about the engine, I think those are probably themes that could come back up. But the only other thing I think you could say is needed to know from this episode specifically is Goma shuts down Warp Sama. So Warp Sama has been shut down. So however they're going to get to the, because they're still stuck in the second demon realm right now, they need to get to the first demon realm. However they're going to get there, they either have to somehow repair Warp Sama or make Warp Sama come back online, or they're gonna have to find out there's some alternate route into the first demon realm. And that's really the only story detail I feel like you would need to know from this one to get to the next episode, is that Warp Sama has been disabled.
I completely fucking forgot about that.
Yeah.
Dude, I completely forgot that. Yeah, okay, so you're right. That actually is, fuck all the Glorio stuff. You are completely 100% right. That is the biggest plot takeaway. And I, dude, does that happen at the very
that
beginning?
That happens in the first like 60 seconds of the show, actually starting intro.
That happens minute one, completely out of your head by the time the hamsters come on screen. There are hamsters. Dude, it fucked me up because you brought up Reddit and I was like, oh, I haven't really been seeing like what the DBZ Reddit has been saying about all this. So I was kind of like scrolling through and like checking it all out. And they have very similar what we're saying, which is shocking. I'm actually shocked. I was full on gaslighted into thinking that it was just like me and you like on this like pacing thing.
Yeah.
But nobody even on here from what I'm reading is really talking about the Warp Sama shutdown like at all. Nobody's even bringing that up. I feel like that has to be like the forgotten detail about this episode.
So here are some of the top comments just to get out of our key moment space. Here's the top comment for me. Not a good episode, too much adventure vibes, which was fine in the beginning, but this was episode 13 in a 20 episode series. We have 6 episodes left to finish the story and we aren't even in Demon World 1 yet, and none of the antagonists have met the gang yet. Ridiculous. God, this show is such a waste of talent. All the incredible animators working on it and the story is just boring, meandering trash. Wow, episode 13 was so bad. I think Dragon Ball just died after Super finished. Not huge on this episode, giving we're nearing the last quarter of the series, and all that happens is Goma throws a fit and the ship breaks again. But also imagine the actual ramp up from here, and this is one of the last times they can have an adventure episode. But then there was a positive. I swear people hate fun, man. Not every episode needs to be super complex or full of transformations. This is right up old school Dragon Ball alley, and a nice chill kind of silly episode. Got some cool character interactions like Bulma and Ponzi, but Pansy, and a different sort of fight against Megath. Episodes like these really take me back to the good old days of Adventure Shonen, plus had real Honey, I Shrunk the Kids vibes. My whole time I've been saying this is it looks like it's the game Grounded. That's what it looks like. Anyway, so it's interesting to see like people outside of our circle here and their thoughts. I don't think either of us are quite that extreme on it. I still enjoyed it, but it just...
I don't think it was that extreme either, but maybe just because I've kind of accepted it. I do think that most people here are right. Like no, like this was like without the Warp Sama thing, like we really were just like Glorio, maybe the hidden like under meanings, but the Warp Sama thing at least gives it some reason to be watched. Just not very.
A filler list is going to say watch the first 1 minute of episode 13 and then
yeah,
it goes
it's just like literally it just like this was. I mean, it's kind of pissing me off a little bit because this seemed like what I was saying, but I mean, whatever. I mean, it's whatever. But no, like, yeah, I guess people kind of agree with us, at least on here. Some people are like a little harsher than.
Yeah, well, that's
like, I mean, like, I like it's that's pretty harsh, and but like, I it's rare for me to just see like. I mean, one of the comments he read sounded about right to me. It was like, oh, you know, it was like whatever. It was fun, but like, you know, we're kind of running low on time. I'd like something to be a bit more serious. But it just seems harsh in both directions. Like, no, this is purely awesome. I want every episode to be like this, or I can't believe I'm like, I want to throw this series out. It's dead. It's like, even in this episode, it was still like, it was fun. Like giant, like fighting and like running away from the dog and like punching stuff. I will say though, also being filler wise, I'm seeing a few comments in this Reddit getting out of our comfort zone here. That do bring up the GT debacle and like the power, like scaling and shit like that. This is by far the episode where you feel them being weaker the most.
Yes.
Like they're struggling with a dog. The hamsters are not like working them, but they're there, you know? So this is where they're at. They're like, this is probably their weakest, the most GT in the series, you know? Like it's like, oh, well, that guy's a kid and we can't really. We can hold his hand back, but not really too much. And let's just get out of here because we can't really handle this.
Yeah, he was actually. So the general synopsis of this episode is Warp Sama gets shut down. The plane crashes. The plane fails and they crash again. Yes, surprise, surprise, surprise. They have more plane problems.
Come on now, dude. Please.
And they land on planet Mega, and essentially. You can guess everything is huge here. They're literally in the grass. They're like the size of an ant, like in our real world. And then they discover basically a humanoid on this planet. And they're apparently a child, by the way, and they're huge. And the child has a dog. And we fight some hamsters. We have to fight the dog. Goku then lands on the dog and has to fight some like massive ticks. And then they do also end up quote unquote fighting the kid. Goku has to hold back his hand and actually struggles doing that. There's an interaction between Pansy and Bulma, sort of discovering what the engine for the plane is made out of, which is like the atmosphere, because the third demon realm leaks into the second demon realm, and it's like this acid that leaks in, which is why the planet is always bright, like it is never dark in the second demon realm, and you have to get the materials to build the engine out of that acid that's seeping through the demon realms. And that was, I mean, that's, and then there's a call to Arensu. And also Degesu is ordered by Goma to shut down Warp Sama, and Degesu is very reluctant to do so. And he pulls this lever, and that's like Warp Sama's eyes like zone out for a second, and then he like shuts down. So
he fucking dies, dude. Like, he just passes away.
But Degesu was, like, real reluctant to do this. Like, Degesu did not want to shut down Warp Sama. He did not like this call from Goma. So, maybe that's all. Maybe there's some, like, something there that Degesu isn't going to be totally faithful to Goma. Or Goma's going to finally, like, hit a point to where Degesu's like, no. Like, I can't go there with you kind of thing. Maybe that's something you can take away from that. And then the preview for next week. Looked kind of more of the same. It's called Taboo. So was there anything I missed there, Dotto? That's the general, like, that's what happened in this episode. That's kind of, we plane crashed, fixed plane off planet. And we discovered that there's another planet called Giga where people are even bigger on that planet than they are on Mega. And that is the episode. Like, straight up, you just watched episode 13, like, or you heard the synopsis of episode 13, pretty much, of Dragon Ball Daima.
I do think next, let me scroll through it here as I'm talking, because this next preview looked a little,
it
more
looks
the same.
Yeah, it looks more of the same. I don't think we're getting too much of it. I don't think we're going back into the thick of it next week either. So again, there's been no, and the, one of these commenters mentioned like the 20 episodes. And you guys keep asking us, I have not found anything that concrete says we're only 20 episodes, but we do have this thing here from Herms 98, Todd Blankenship. And so the lead producer of Dragon Ball right now was on a panel and spoke about a thing. And if you've noticed on the titles, there's always some katakana that is in red. And he said that the producer came out and said that you, those have been a sort of hint or something. And so you can put them all together from all of the episodes and they'll give you some sort of hint. And so here's the tweet specifically from Todd. Skipping to the end, the next episode is titled Taboo. And the katakana in he's talking in Japanese, but the katakana in red, this matches the idea that the episode titles red letters are working their way through each katakana letter with a dakuten. Only six are left, which six from here would get us to episode, well, if it's six letters, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, it'll actually only get us to episode 19, but presumably then maybe episode 20 is the finale, or if we're going full copium, gets us to episode 19, and that's some sort of like true reveal to like the sort of final true arc of Daima that would get us episode 24. I'm still saying about the fact that like cores in anime are 12 episodes, so the fact that we had a break, it was like a 12 core break, 12, so like second core, and so we would have 12 more episodes left, but that might be full cope. It really might just be 20 episodes. So maybe next week's preview is not very good for what that episode is going to entail, titled Taboo. Maybe.
I mean, I do think looking at it like the final shot with like, and this could just be like the Yu-Gi-Oh fan in me talking, but like the green like summoning circle and Goku falling into it. Yeah, I think that could be something. Maybe this is a case of they don't want to show a lot because it's going to be pretty cool, you know, like.
Yeah, like SSJ3 like, Vegeta. I couldn't have guessed that off that preview.
Yeah, you know, like there's a chance. I would put that next week is at a higher chance of being something good rather than this week, which I think going into it, we kind of knew it was going to be like a little more ass. Ass is in terms of like, it's going to be a little more slow, I guess is what I should have said.
Wait, Dotto.
What's happening?
Dude, I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so you know how he's falling?
Yeah.
You know what other time Goku falls?
No, when's that?
Look at the screenshot I sent you, Dotto.
Oh, you think he's going UI?
Wait a second, Dotto!
You think he's gonna fall into the green and become Super Saiyan 4 Demon Realm?
And then they're going not, nah, dude. Then they're gonna redo.
Oh yeah,
this episode just was super. And Vegeta's gonna go, wait, this, we saw this happen once in the Demon Realm.
They're gonna redub it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And then that would actually like that would fix everything I'm talking about. That would pretty much make it great. But just wait until they go Super Saiyan 5 Demon, then we'll see who switches up. But hey, great time. Is it time for book club? I think we've pretty much exhausted we've juiced this episode.
Let's hop into some book club. We always enjoy. What could be the book club question for this week? What do you what are you feeling?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, the Glorio stuff. Do you think Glorio is working? Do you think he's having a change of heart? Do you think he's fully committed to the plan, or is he being won over by the Z Fighters? What do you think? Is that a good question?
I think I'm going to answer real quick, and then some of you guys can tell me if you think I'm right or wrong as well. If you don't feel like just diving into that, but I think he's in a third party. I think he's going to third party.
God, you think Glorio third parties? That's crazy.
I think he'll third party, and then he'll end up just working with them. But I think there's got to be like a, I'm not doing this for either of you. You know, like he's going to be standing there and he's going to have, something's going to happen where it's not going to be like totally for R2 and also not totally for the Goku gang side. So, all right, we'll start with Spider here. Had a fun one. So I am going back. We're not doing book club over the video game episode. Sorry, guys. I'm going back to specifically the Daima stuff. But Spider Nin, I think is how you say that, says, if you look at Glorio's design, he's literally just Han Solo. Toriyama was a huge Star Wars fan. I think Nano actually cracked the code with Dooku. So I thought that was cool. I then pulled up. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess Glorio does kind of have like a Han Solo vibe for sure. You got us on the next one.
Oh yes. The next comment is Tristan Sweat with, I don't think they will do Majin Dooku, but either Majin Duke or Majin Cud. Oh, like as the, in the name, right?
I think it'd be Cood, right? Maybe Cood.
Oh, Cood. Yeah, I guess so.
But you think?
Yeah, Cud. Cud sounds bad. Duke. Yuck. I feel like. I don't know. I feel like Majin Dooku would be fine. But
I think if it's not, if I think if it's not Dooku, it's Kudu.
Kudu. That sounds pretty good. I like that.
I just want Dooku to happen. Just do it.
I feel like, so if in actual like Japanese, Majin Duke would be kind of hard to, I don't think you could actually do that in Japanese. Like Duke, it would have to be Dooku or I actually don't know how you're Kudu. Like I feel like it can't really be three letters. It has to be at least four, right? For a Japanese name, like Dooku works because that would just be two. Like do and ku, Dooku. But I feel like it's got to sound good in Japanese is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And a Duke, I think, is out and Kud is out. Just because I don't know. I could be wrong. It's not like I speak it. But I think it would have to sound a little better in Japanese. So would it bring us into this next one?
So Cruz has got Daima's storyline is going to drift off after this episode, but they gave Vegeta SSJ 3. That is the only thing that came out decent from this episode, which I don't know what you mean by decent. That episode was just fire.
Yeah, the whole episode was amazing. Yeah, I don't really know about that.
But I do think Cruz was, I wouldn't say this is like, again, I don't know, it's totally a drift off, but I mean, yeah, this is what we both expected is I called it a cooldown episode because last week's episode or the last episode was just so insane. So yeah, like this is a like, I don't know, which is just expected. I don't really expect much.
It's a slowdown. I mean, I wish we were in the final like ramp up, and surely we will get there. Maybe next week is the beginning of the ramp up, you know, like to the end. Is.
Yeah,
it would be nice. I think it would be very fun to be in that area.
I still, I said this last. I still think when you look at Daima as a whole, when it's all said and done, it is going to be a fantastic little side Dragon Ball series. Like I think, like you won't think about episode 13 being this adventure style thing in a negative way. You'll be like, damn, okay, episode 13 was a nice, fun call back to what Dragon Ball like really used to be about, and then every episode after that is just like crazy or stupid or, you know, whatever it might be. Like I think the total package of Daima will still be something you can look back on fondly. I believe that in my heart of hearts here. Anyway, you got us on the next one.
Yep, next comment coming up is Mark the Shark. We gonna need Dotto and Nano to rank their favorite Vegeta moments, because the number one Vegeta Glazer putting Super Saiyan 3 at rank 10 is shocking to say the least.
I didn't, by the way, I didn't say rank 10. I just said it's probably somewhere in my top 10 because you said it was top one. Do you still think, like, you've had 2 weeks separated from that? Do you still
absolutely
think that?
I could give you my concrete top three if you'd like. Because Vegeta doesn't rank very high. Well, you want to save it?
Let's save it. Okay. What would you do number two, though? I know you're not a Majin Vegeta guy, so, like, that's not.
I'm not really a big Vegeta head at all. My number two would probably go down to, let's see here. I mean, Majin Vegeta's up there.
I was going to say some Zarbon
number,
shit or something.
Number two, unironically, I'm giving to does an android like yourself feel fear?
That's such a good one, man.
It's a great one. That's my number two.
That's such a good one. I'm not.
And again, I know my number three too. You mind if I give my number three? Because I think it's something that people would forget about.
Oh, okay, sure. Go for it.
Number three is, after this, it would start to get a little harder. These are just the three I think of all the time. Number three is when he's in Babidi's like ship in the gravity. He's like, 10, I don't even feel it.
I do love that moment.
That shit is fucking sick, dude. Anytime Vegeta wins, it just makes the character that much better to me because he really loves a good win.
I've said this before, but can I say a controversial take? And say, I can't remember if you agree. That's why I want to bring it up.
Go ahead.
I think the My Bulma moment is overrated as hell. I'm not a big fan of that moment.
I do too. I mean, but I think we both have,
I'm not trying to get into that, but I presume when I do a top 10 list and that moment is not there, people are going to be like, where the fuck is the My Bulma moment? And I'm just going to be like, I don't know, it didn't resonate with me. It didn't resonate with me 10 years ago. It didn't resonate with me when we rewatched it 6 months ago. Like, I don't know. That's just not that, that like, that is not making a top 10 for me. There's so many other Vegeta moments. And even then, even so, if it was somehow in the top 10, we just got SSJ3 Vegeta. So that shit just got pushed the fuck out, bro. Get it out of here.
Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta was pretty good. That, like, and it's weird to call that whole episode a moment, but I mean, if even if we were breaking it down more individually, like, I think it would take up a lot of my slots anyway. Like the Trident snap, if we're counting, like, that was pretty sick, you know?
No, I mean,
the backwards catch into the forfeit into the drop. I mean, come on.
Nah, he was filling up top 10 slots easy right there. I would count it as all one, but yeah. Waffles Bacon says, so there was a reference to Star Wars in the past episode. When Vegeta was in the mouth of the Kraken, it was a parallel to the Falcon and the Space Worm escaping as the jaws close, which is probably true. So, yeah, I guess there's just more Star Wars influence than... it's just something I never really thought about until...
I'm going to be honest, I've never really watched a Star Wars film like that, except for, like, the first sequel film. I'm just not a big Star Wars guy.
Wait, which one? Are you talking about Phantom?
I'm talking, like, Disney movie, like... Like when they were coming back, like I saw the first Rey movie, and then after that, I kind of fell off.
What is the name of that? What is the name of the first Rey movie? Why can't I think of it?
Isn't that when The Force Awakens?
Yes. My brain kept on saying New Hope, but like obviously that's the original. So, but yeah, you are correct. The Force Awakens is. I like that movie more than I think people give that one credit for. Actually, maybe not. Rotten Tomatoes says that's a 93%. Maybe a lot of people like that movie. Never mind, I'll shut up.
I mean, back then people were really hyped up. They were happy about it.
I see, as someone who grew up on the prequels, I really like the prequels. like Darth Maul is my shit, bro. Like straight up, like that, like dude, you know, it's just a product of that time. It's kind of like how I love Dragon Ball so much. I watched Dragon Ball as a kid, and then it came back out, and it kind of just stayed with me throughout my adulthood. So now here we are talking about it in depth on Dragon Ball Daima. I think it's time to rate the episode, man. It was pretty much all a book club. I won't lie, a lot of you guys were just glazing the moment, so there wasn't really a ton to take away. Like if I missed any of your comments that was like super in depth, my apologies. But as I was looking through, it was just like glaze, and it's like, well, we already did that for an entire like hour episode, so I wasn't really coming back on that too much. As a refresher, Dotto gave episode 11 a 10, I give it a 9, and both of us gave episode 12 a Kaio 10. So
yeah, we brought that term back.
I know what I'm gonna give this episode. I'm ready to go. I can shout it out if you want to be the one that puts up.
Yeah, I'll hold up my number. I think I'm thinking. Yeah,
I've already put it into the spreadsheet. I've locked in my number.
I'm really stuck here, but I guess you know what? No, I'll go with this. I'll go with this.
All right, I'm giving it a 7.
Ooh, okay. Probably should have went up one. I held up a 5.
Oh, okay.
Just because there was no plot movement, you know, there really wasn't, except for Warp Sama being shut down, which even that, I don't know if you remember, but, you know, at the end of the last episode when he was like, I have to do it then, you know, Goma saying like, fine, this calls for that. Like shutting down Warp Sama is a little not as exciting as I was hoping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They hyped that up a little too much probably, but they wanted you to come back and wanted you to watch next week's episode. So that's, or the next episode. So that's, you know, they had to do it.
Was it a bad episode? I do want to stress, like it was really for an episode with, like, I should have hated it more for no plot movement, but the whole, it was like a very, you know, concise plot. Like back in like in a Dragon Ball Z filler, this probably would have been 2 to 3 episodes. As one episode, it's more bearable, and you know, it was fun watching them fight the dog. And like,
that's a good way to put that. This would have been an easy 4-part little mini.
This would have been an arc. Like a mini arc. But thankfully, that's not the case here. Although, admittedly, the stakes are higher. We're running out of time. And the goddamn ship broke down again. So I have to fucking... No, it's an easy 5 for me.
Yeah, now that you brought it up. The ship plot point breaking down so much is like... It's just a little much, man. Like, can we think of another reason? But I guess that's our only way to abandon them somewhere for a second. But like, I don't know why, but that it's like... It's not funny to me. That's not like a funny thing, because it's just holding us back. So it's kind of like a little annoying. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. Maybe I glazed this episode a little bit too much. I don't know. I did enjoy the vibes here. Specifically,
the sound work was really good. The sound folly. The environment team. You know, I don't know if that's even a team, but like, it felt like good. Like it was like It was good. It was like the start of an adventure movie. Like, I probably would have watched this if, you know, like, obviously these guys are all super powered, but a plot, you know, where this is all just happening to normal people, like maybe a team of scientists, like some actual grounded storyline, you know, I would have probably been tapped in. The setting was good.
Yeah, the setting was great. All right, Dotto, I think I can, do you hear that?
I hear the music. Yeah, it's peaceful.
We will see you guys next week for Taboo. Stay tapped in. Bye.